Commentator Pius Kamal grew up south of Ethiopia, in Kenya. His family's livelihood there is withering in the sub-Saharan drought.
We dug holes for the coffee plants in the red mountain earth, hopeful for the future. It was the 1960s after Kenya's independence, the first time Africans could grow coffee. Before then, many of our British rulers owned thousands of acres of coffee trees. We cleared the 12 acres of mountain land my family inherited from our Kikuyu clan, cutting down swaths of trees and vegetation on the hill. At the bottom of the hill ran a vigorous stream. On the other side flowed a fair-sized river. Everything was low-tech. We transported manure and bags of coffee beans by ox-drawn carts. A lush green tropical canopy covered the slopes of Mount Kenya. The world was green and the yield of Arabica coffee good during those first 10 years. Then it changed. Rainfall averages fell, temperatures rose. The green mountain canopy became sparse. Coffee trees wilted and the coffee yield plummeted. My siblings and I left the farm. Even as Starbucks cafes seemed to be sprouting on every street in America, mother could not make ends meet. For 10 years now, an interminable drought has strangled much of sub-Saharan Africa. The stream at the bottom of our coffee farm has dried up. The river is a trickle now. For mother and other Kikuyu farmers, drought and famine are God's will. But I fear my lifestyle contributes to the African drought, to the drying rivers, to the melting snows on Mount Kenya and Mount Kilimanjaro. I live in American suburbia now. My coffee arrives in a cup, hot and steaming, at the twist of a barista's wrist. Sometimes when I drive my SUV, I wonder how much African wildlife, how many African tribesmen is the CO2 I produce killing. Even if the CO2 from my tailpipe doesn't affect the sub-Saharan drought, it's a culprit. Perhaps it's helping melt glaciers somewhere else on Earth. The answer, of course, is to cut back on our consumption. Buy smaller cars, conserve. Chastened, I'm changing my ways and giving up much that's unnecessary. My family's farm is dying now. Mother is an old woman who no longer runs the farm. I have encouraged her to immigrate to America, but she won't. I know millions of Africans would jump at such an offer to escape Africa's misery. But that would be only a temporary answer. The enduring solution lies in improving Africa's condition by trying to slow the effects of global climate change and repairing a world thus spinning out of balance.
Commentator Pius Kamau is a physician in Denver. He grew up in Kenya.